Hello and welcome back to Eye on Careers. I'm your host, Shane Phillips, and it's been a truly inspirational show, starting with the big question mark for a lot of people is how do you break into private equity? And we heard the story of Samer Seraf, who's the country head for Amwal Al Khalij, one of the leading private equity firms. And he told us a story of how he had a vision as a young child that he wanted to go into investment banking, strange as it was. He did his first stock trade at 13 years old and he went on. But I think the moral of the story is it doesn't matter if you're 13 or 53. You know, when you start to use the power of vision and you start to execute that, you start to believe in yourself and believe in your dreams, things will happen. Whether you're 13 or 53 or 73 or whatever it is, it's never too late. And these techniques do work. And then we talked a little bit about how, if you're just a fresh graduate, how do you get your first job? What are some of the techniques there? And we had a couple callers. Hafiz Lada gave some of his insights. And now we are in for the grand finale of our show. A lady by the name of Pauline Madany. It's Pauline Madany. Some people have mistaken that name for something else, but the actual is unmistakable in the one, the only, Pauline Madany. She's the owner and managing director of Nordic Homeworks LLC. And let's hear a little bit about her background.
Pauline Madany is the managing director and owner of Nordic Homeworks, a company specializing in real wood flooring from Sweden. Pauline graduated with a master's degree in business with a major in marketing from Luleå University of Technology in Sweden in 1997. It was initially Pauline's husband's company that brought them to the Middle East in 1999 when they were relocated to Riyadh. Having spent many years in the Middle East, Pauline in 2006 converted a personal passion for wood flooring into a fully fledged Dubai-based business. Whilst being a mum of four and leading Nordic Homeworks, Pauline faced plenty of challenges, but with hard work and perseverance, her company is growing day by day. Pauline established Nordic Homeworks as the exclusive UAE and Middle East representative of Cares of Sweden, the oldest manufacturer of wood floors in the world.
Wow, this is a real story of a real entrepreneur, someone chasing their dreams, following their heart. Pauline Madany, welcome to Eye on Careers.
Thank you very much, Shane.
It's a pleasure to have you with us. And is it true you have a personal passion for wood flooring? Like, it's something that you just, you know, the first thing you walk into someone's house, you notice their flooring, like a dentist noticed teeth?
Absolutely. You got carpet in here.
Oh, yes, I know. But it's a lovely gray. We also put carpet on the walls, though, so that's...
No, I mean, it actually started out with us putting down some nice wood flooring, and that's how the story started. I'm brought up, I'm Swedish, and in Sweden you find wood flooring everywhere but the bathrooms, basically. So it's something that comes very natural to us. We live in the forest. You know, the forest is what makes us what we are today. And the first opportunity when I came across the brand here, I was very happy to see a Swedish brand. And later on, I got an opportunity to open the business. And that was 7 years ago. And we are a very successful company today.
And if you have a question, I think some people are SMSing us at 4001 and they're wondering what the number is to call in. If you have a question you wanted to call in and ask Pauline anything, it's 04-423-1010. That's 04-423-1010. So as you jump into it, was there a scary moment when you're saying, wow, I'm really going to start my own business? Did you put your personal savings on the line, or what was the beginning of that jump?
Absolutely. We did invest a lot in the company. You cannot say that we didn't take any risks. But, you know, being married to a true entrepreneur, my husband and I decided that we were going to take the risk. We love Dubai and we wanted to establish ourselves here. We have four daughters. They are brought up here. And we wanted, you know, to have a foundation, a strong foundation here.
And so did you ever feel that as a woman it was tougher to be a business person, or did you feel that that was a non-issue?
I think that being a woman It is definitely a more difficult time. It is a man-dominated world. Many times much more here, I think, than in Sweden. I don't know if you follow the Eurovision contest that just was the other week in Sweden, where they did a medley where you could see a group of 8-10 men coming into the scene with 10 prams, and being a dad home, a dad maternity leave is something that's very common in Sweden. So I think in terms of equality, I come from a background where men share both the family life and the work life much more equally than they do here. So being a woman, and especially here where my trade is in the construction, it is very uncommon to see a woman coming in, closing deals, negotiating. They find me slightly harsh sometimes because it is a tough world.
You're slightly harsh. So do you feel that you're pretty much aggressive then, I guess, when you're in the boardroom?
Yes, and we need to kind of compensate for being a woman, which perhaps not always is so fortunate, because I think the traits of a woman are very good and important in business, and I think we bring great value added to it. But it is we are kind of forced, maybe unconsciously, to compensate for not being a man, especially when you enter a room where you're the only one amongst perhaps 10, 20 men. It is difficult.
And that kind of, you can kind of feel that, because I actually had the first interesting opportunity to speak. You're a member of the Swedish Women's Business Council.
Yes.
And I had an opportunity to speak with the group, and I was the only man with quite a few women there. And so the first time I realized how sexist the language actually was, it really stuck out for me, because every time I tried to say something, I was just, you know, as a child, maybe you were thinking of what you wanted to be in life, if you were a policeman or a fireman, I mean, a police woman. And, you know, then I say, you know, if you ask businessmen, and then I was like, I mean, if you ask business people, you don't realize how charged the language is from a gender perspective.
Oh, if you remember also the three examples that you brought up during that meeting was also men. So I'm wondering, have you found your lady example?
Yeah, well, you can see the show is peppered. We had Sheikha Hind Al-Qassimi on last show. So we've had a lot of few women. Before that, we had Mona Ataya on, who's the founder of Mum's World and also the founder of Bait.com. So we've had quite a few women, and the producers for the show are females. And the director of programming is also a woman here in the station. So I'm quite well covered in this area, so that's fine. But and of course, the inspirator of Dubai, Reem Albana, is obviously an integral part of our show as well.
Absolutely.
Over here, and the support group and that's sitting behind you cheering is also mostly women. So you know, we see a huge value there. This is the story of Pauline Madany, the owner and managing director of Nordic Homeworks LLC. We're going to hear more of her secrets to success in just a minute.